world's on fire, our culture is disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. It's time.
Hey, pass the salt.
You know what, why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time. It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed on this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Hey, I just, excuse me, little horse here this morning. Little horse here this morning. I just realized as I looked up, it's May 20th. I think I have this right. My family was in a horrible car accident back in 1950. I wasn't born yet. May 20th, 1950. How many years ago would that be? Today, it happened. My brother lost his arm. My brother Dan, like 2 years older than me. He was 7 months old. Remember old cars, how they used to have the wing, what we would call the wing, and flap open in the window. And they didn't have car seats or anything like that. And my dad and my mom, they were coming home from, they'd been to some event. Again, I wasn't born yet. My brother, two brothers, and my sister, and boom, they got blindsided by a drunk driver driving through Lancaster, Ohio, drove him up against a pole, knocked the pole off. My brother Dan went out the window, and they think his arm went through the wing, cut his arm off. It was a miracle that he lived, laying on the ground. It got him into the hospital. Imagine a seven-month-old baby. They get him in the hospital, his arm's off, gone. And they just jammed, jammed right up in the stump. Blood transfusion up there. Still alive today. So, Dan, glad you didn't perish. I just haven't noticed that date. I think I got it right. Hey, listen, running on empty here this morning, especially out there for the Brideon crew. Please bear with me a little bit. We just, Mr. Producer, I sent you a picture there. If you could pull up so people understand exactly what we just did. Pull up that, where is it? Pull up the pic. It says pics on it, I think, man. Yeah, look at that, baby. 2,188 miles. George and I covered in the last, we went out on Friday. We came back last night. George is the new Parnelli Jones, and I'm kind of aging myself there again. Parnelli Jones was one of those great IndyCar drivers. Boy, George drove it, man. 2,188 miles. We got in late last night. And yeah, I'm a little bit drained. I'm sorry if my energy is a little bit low. And again, I apologize to the Brideon crew. Some of you are new to what we got going on here, Coach Dave Live. I'm a little hoarse. But we're a family, man. We're a family here. And if you haven't plugged in with us, go to CoachDaveLive.com. And plug in, become part of the family. And for many of you who are watching it on a lot of different platforms, because we're on a lot of different platforms, go to CoachDaveLive.com and join us. And then you can come in and you can comment, you can raise your hand and tell us what you think rather than sitting around the whole time hearing what I have to say about it. We want it to be interactive. We've built a real, real family. Got up on the screen there, picture me and Sarah Palin at this event, Governor Sarah Palin at the event this weekend. Let me say something about this real quickly. I just sensed she was a real sweetheart. But I sense she's really been wounded. I sense she's really, really guarded, you know. And it's sad because you think about what they did to Sarah Palin back in the when she was running with John McCain and all that kind of stuff. And it was nice to be able to, nice. She reminded me a little bit of my wife, real frail, like my pretty little wife was. And God bless Sarah Palin. We're all stargazers, aren't we, folks? We love to chase after heroes. We don't even know what a hero is. And to today's American society and today's American culture, a hero is somebody that ends up on a screen. Somebody and stands up on the stage and is in front of everybody. And as a guy who gets an opportunity to do that every once in a while, I want you to know, just normal people. We're just normal people, man. Normal with an extraordinary call on our lives and an extraordinary gift and an extraordinary opportunity that's Leslie and Todd. We got to see them when we were down in Texas. My wife speaks to Leslie regularly. I hadn't seen Todd in, I don't know, a couple of years. He had a tremendous testimony of his victory over leukemia. Man, that was powerful. We went to breakfast with them on Saturday morning. I saw got to see Chad. Chad was there. Chad Estes came, and it was just kind of overwhelming. And I'm actually kind of rambling right now. I just want you to bear with me to understand that thanks to Dave Scarlett and his Glory Ministries, it was a wonderful, wonderful event. I could go on and on and on about the impact. We all had 15 minutes to speak. There's old Silver. We're going to get Silver in here. I got a chance to swing by and see Joe Silver. Again, those of you who are new to the show, we're a family here, all right? Joe's one of the members of our family. I'm going to get him in here in a second. We got to go see Silver. George, I reconnected with George, and he rode down with me, and we saw Chad, and we saw Leslie and Todd, and it's really good. It's really good. We have something really special going on in here, folks, and I want you to know it. And I wore my Crooked Hillary shirt when we were in Arkansas, and I didn't even realize where he was. I walked in that gas station, my Crooked Hillary, and they all kind of looked at me. They didn't know what to think. So live and learn as we go. So hang on. Let me shut up here, man. Let me try to gather my thoughts here a little bit, because it's important that some things I lay out there real quickly before we get diving in here real deep. What's that mean, Joe? Oh, yeah, okay. Leslie, Todd, Chad, thanks, Chad, for coming. Chad's working behind the scenes, doing a great job. Hey, listen, folks, Indian Lake. We're going to go back to Indian Lake. Pastor Bill Dunphy's setting up another relief effort. If you guys are going to be able to make it, put it on your calendar, May 30th, June 1st. We have a house we're going to help rebuild, some people there we're going to help take care of. If you have that, I know it's Mother's Day weekend. If you're available to be able to come on May 30th, June 1st, that's a tentative date. Put that on your calendar. We'd love to have you come. And Bobby Lee's got a big thing going on with Dr. Frank down there in, excuse me, in Kentucky. Bobby, throw that up there if you can for us, Johnny. Hey, Bobby, come on here. Tell us a little bit what's going on, because you got a hotel set up for us. People want to come down and be part of that. They got to get involved and get in there soon. So, Bobby, are you there?
Yes, sir, I'm here. All right, so June 8th, Kentucky in Richmond, we got a plate for Dr. Frank presenting election fraud. We need to show up for that, support each other, get the word out. Those that want to or gathering the night before, contact me for that, and I'll steer you in the right direction. And even the bigger, more important thing is the end of the month, June 29th, we got Cabela's conference room out in Hamburg, PA. It's a big deal. Dr. Frank is coming out there. And before that, we got a director that's presenting from the John Birch Society. So he's going to heat it up for Dr. Frank, and Frank has it the rest of the afternoon. And Friday night, we have a hotel, and we got until the end of this month to get that booked up at a lower rate, right? And it's actually pretty cheap for the area. So we need to get that done and get the word out on that. It's a big deal. You're not going to have this type of thing in Cabela's. It's an incredible thing. We got the venue, so let's show up and just show up. Yeah, show up.
So, folks, listen. Especially those of you who are new to Coach Dave Live here, Coach Dave. Hey, look, we're a family, man. We are a family. We love to have these gatherings. Like Bobby's got this one scheduled in Hamburg, PA, and we got one coming up in Kentucky. We love to bring it to you so you can travel and come and bring new people to it. And you say, golly, I don't know if I want to go get together with those kooks. I'm going to tell you something. You're going to run into some of the sweetest Christian people that you've ever met. And if you're out there, wherever you are, and you want to plug in and you're worried about what's going on and you don't know what to do about it, we're going to be in Hamburg, PA, there on the 29th of June. And Bobby, we're going to be in Kentucky. What day is that, Bobby, in Kentucky?
Yeah, that's June 8th, Saturday in Kentucky. And we got a hotel venue there with a side dining room area. And that's a great place. There's only 20 minutes outside of Lexington. There's no reason that we can't show up for that either.
So, folks, we'd love to have you be there. And, again, all that stuff can be found at CoachDaveLive.com. You know, one of the things I'm not very good at, I'm not a good promoter, not a good self-promoter, look, folks, there ain't nobody – I know this again. There ain't nobody doing what we're doing. Nobody's doing what we're doing. And as I come back from that great event this weekend and really met some, some great people. I ran into Loy Brunson again, the Brunson brothers. And Tom Renz, listen to me, friends. Tom Renz and Lloyd Brunson. You guys, folks out there, remember Lloyd Brunson, the Brunson brothers, right? Took the case to the United States Supreme Court. And Lloyd just told me, I mean, I had a great conversation with him, reconnected with Lloyd. He says, Coach, we have government overthrowing, not overthrowing, that's not the right word. He said, we can restore our government. We have the goods. We have all the goods on what they've done, and it's all wrong. And folks, you have to ask yourself this question. Why don't the Republicans get on board and fight this stuff? I said on Saturday, why didn't Tom Renz have $20 million and the entire Republican Party behind him on all these lawsuits he's bringing? Well, could it be there's something going on that we don't understand what's going on? And Lloyd Brunson says the exact same thing. He says, we've got it. We've got the information. We can't get the information out. So that's, Alex Jones was right when he said it was an info war. We're definitely fighting an information war. Republicans, Democrats, folks, they're all the same. They're all the same issue. And I got a lot of things I could say, and I'm trying to be a good boy here today. For those of you who who've been with us for a while, our old buddy Joe Silver had the silver tone, great voice. He'd do the after show. He'd tape the after show for us all the time. And he's one of us. And he had a stroke. I forget how long ago it was, probably close to a year, and I don't remember longer than that. You folks out there, we've helped buy him a van for Joe to be able to get around, and yada, yada, yada. Well, when they found out we were going to be in Texas this weekend, he got a hold of me and said, Coach, we're just down the road. So George and I made it a point to swing by and see Joe Silver, and what an encouragement it was to us. Throw his picture up there. In fact, George and I got to spend some time with Joe, and when I got him a good new cross hat stuck on his head. He's bed bound, wheelchair bound. Yes, he is. Had a horrible stroke. His speech is coming back to him, but he struggles, man. I mean, he really does. And so I wondered if maybe he could get in here with us today. Joe, can you come? Are you able to get in here, Joe? Yeah, Jamie, there's his. We can't see. Somebody unmute old Joe. He's in there. He watches us every day. Jamie, can you unmute him? You have to just kind of tap on the screen. Again, folks, for those of you who don't know, Joe's one of our family, man. This is one of our brothers in Christ. There he is. Joe, talk to the world this morning. How you doing, buddy?
Morning, y'all.
Boom.
That's it. There's that voice. Hey, Joe, just share your heart with us a little bit, buddy, about what all you've been through.
Okay, there's a lot going on. And when I hear it, some people are talking to other new people about the show. They're always mentioning me in their talks. The people are going, who is this guy? And I said, I'm just nobody. Just happened to have this voice that the Lord gave me to do this work. Because sometimes I do commercials for a program, and also we try to record every show. So when somebody wants a copy, I flip it over to them. Not a problem.
And Joe, you're a fighter, aren't you, brother? And folks, he's been through it. You know, he lost his ability to move. He lost his speech for a while. Sometimes he gets confused because, I mean, you know, dude, he's lucky to be alive, right?
Amen to that.
When we walked in the room, he cut his hair. He doesn't have his long hair anymore. We walked into his room, and that big smile started beaming at us, and it just warmed my heart more than you ever know. And we wish you could have spent more time with you, Joe. What would you say to all the folks out here, Joe, that love you?
Thank you very much for your support and prayers. Hope to get out some more stuff concerning what you've been talking about for the week. And, you know, if there's any requests that anybody has about a certain scripture. So.
Joe's still working on trying to record everything and do all that stuff. He's a fighter, and he's fighting to get back. Jamie, anything that you want to add out there that we need to know about old Silver and how we can help him?
Well, just prayers. Just pray that he can get back to where he was.
His mind's still sharp, right?
Pretty much, yes.
Got that big smile on his face even right now. And
yes, he does.
Yeah. Joe, we pray that you were encouraged by it, brother. And how much you mean to us, and I mean really mean that, Joe. I'm not blowing smoke. But the people in this family here love you, buddy. And we were honored to be able to get down and see you. And if there's anything else that we can help you do, Jamie, we stand here ready and willing to be able to do that.
I know. Thank you so much, everybody.
Give us a thumbs up, Joe. Can you do that? Can you get that arm up, clear the buried under? Hey, it's a thumbs up for Joe. And know this, it's 6:15 where he is. So he got up early to do this morning. Amen.
Amen, sailor.
Amen.
Everybody go ahead. Say hi to Silver. One at a time. Just let it. Betty, say hi to Silver.
Hey, Silver, I love you and miss you. I can't wait till you're back on the show. You're amazing and inspirational to me.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you very much, Betty.
Julie.
Good morning, Silver. We miss you so much. God bless you.
Amen, baby. Hi, Brett.
Hey, good morning, Silver. Thanks for dialing in those prayers special, you submariner. God bless you.
Ray LeBlanc, come on in. Boy's blowing up now. Go ahead, Ray.
Silver, your voice goes on forever. I love your voice, and good to hear you again, man. Good to see you. Wait, you're a blessing. You really are.
Look at that smile on his face, huh? Amen. 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 Kathleen, come on in.
Silver, thank you for using your gifts that you've had. You've been a blessing to all of us, and that will go on for so many. And I think of you often as every day, and this is year number 2 in a row of reading My Utmost for Its Highest every morning. Yeah. Love you, Silver.
You're very welcome. Amen. Unknown, come on in. Buskman Martin, come in.
God bless you, Silver. When my smile and voice grow up, they're going to look just like yours.
Amen, Marty. Amen. Craig Mickle, come on in.
Oh, boy, we all miss Silver's voice and his humor and his after show. And, of course, we all miss his Saturday program that he was doing. It was a real blessing. But
amen.
Silver has a special part in my heart. He always has, and he always will.
Amen. Thanks, Craig. Roger.
Hey, Silver. Just wanted to tell you how much the Weaver family lifts you up in prayer. We pray that you continue to have progress in your recovery. And don't be away. Come join us more in the morning. We love having you part of us.
All you got to do is sleep. So get up in the morning and then take a nap later on, Silver. That's why I say. Roger Gates, come on in.
Yes, Silver. We're looking forward to hearing your rendition again of Oswald Chambers.
Oh, my goodness. I ought to play that in honor of him. That's right. Thanks, Roger. Johnny, be good. Come on in, Johnny.
Yeah, I was just going to say the same thing. If you ever get that on tape, the Oswald Chambers or Utmost for His, or whatever it's called, I'd like to get a copy of that.
I think we can make that happen, Johnny. I think we can, Joe. We'll talk about that. Joe Allen.
Yeah, Silver. What we say in the Navy, us sailors. We got your six.
We got your six, buddy. We do, Joe. We love it. Yep. Kevin Vann's story.
Silver, may God bless you and keep you. May his face shine upon you and give you his shalom.
Amen. Amen. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Jeff Nairs.
Silver, you're gold, brother.
Amen.
You're gold, brother.
That's right. You got promoted from silver to gold. Good one, Jeff. Good call. Keith.
Huh. It's still flat, Joe.
It's still flat, Joe. Still flat. Jeff Klein, come on in.
Silver, we miss you, buddy. And I'm telling you, the after show is not the same without you.
No. We need those records, all those people lying in that after show, Joe. We need to tape that thing for us. Glenn, come on in.
Yeah, Joe, it's been a real honor getting to know you up close and personal when I was living in Dallas. Just want to say we miss you. Thank you for all that you've meant to the Salt Lake Brigade and Pass the Salt. Miss you, buddy.
We do, Joe. I mean, thanks, Glenn. Excuse me, Johnny. Be good, Johnny. Go ahead.
Hey, Silver, we just want to
throw out huge prayers and blessings to you from us up here in Wisconsin, pal. Hang in there and stay strong in your rehabilitation.
Yep.
My mom was a stroke victim. My grandma was a stroke victim. It's a bumpy road, but God be with you, and you'll smooth it out, man. We love you.
Amen. Thanks, Johnny. Let me throw this in there real quick, then I'll get Randy in here. I used this story several times this weekend, actually. Back when I was coaching football, we used to take them every year. We'd take our seniors on a trip, kind of a bonding trip. We'd take them whitewater rafting. And down in the New River down in West Virginia is fun. It's fun. It's really good. And before we'd go on whitewater rafting, they'd give us a little training on what you need to do when you're in the boat and all that stuff. And I'll never forget one time the instructor said, listen, here's the most important thing we're going to tell you. When you get into the rapids, he said, you'll have a tendency to want to hang on. You want to grab a hold of the boat. He said, when you're in the rapids, keep your paddle in the water. Keep your paddle in the water. Don't stop paddling. That will hold you firm inside the boat. I never forgot that. Amen. Silver, you got to keep paddling, brother. You got to keep paddling. Randy, come on in.
Coach, I think Joe Silver's testament, his legacy is living on. If you've listened to all these testimonies, there it's living on, Coach. So Joe is still, he's still the fighting. Is a testament to his faith, and that's Amen. What a lot of people need to see. Joe, God bless you, brother.
Thank you very much.
Still smiling, man. He's still smiling. Still worried about people getting saved. I can't remember about a year ago. They said, said Joe. Said we got to get people saved. We got to get people saved. Teresa, come on in.
Joe, I just want to say I miss your voice. I miss you. I think about and pray for you often, and from one stroke survivor to another, keep fighting. They'll tell you there's a window where you can't get better, but that's not true. Just keep fighting, moving forward.
Keep that paddle in the water. Joe, we have to go to a break here in about 30 seconds. Anything else you want to say here, brother, before we let go?
So, I heard the question. I don't think I didn't hear.
I said, we got 20 seconds. What do you got to say?
Stick with the show, y'all, and support it the best way you know how. Just tell people about it so they can join in as well and maybe get some help, some serious help that they may need in their walk and walking with the Lord. It just takes, sometimes it takes a little time.
Amen, Joe. Yeah. Hate to cut you off. We got to run. Folks, we'll be right back.
Thanks, Coach.
Thanks, Joe. I'm simultaneously taping two shows here at once. So that was that. I had to cut you off with that one. Thanks for being there, Joe. Appreciate you, man.
Thank you.
All right, buddy. Thanks, Jamie. Sorry I missed you.
It's okay.
Are you ready to roll second half here then, John? Give me a countdown. Okay, so for those of you who just watched our visit with Silver, you don't understand, we're family here, man. CoachDaveLive.com, we're family. And our buddy Chad Estes, who was there, Chad, I don't know if you're out there today, having a look, maybe you can give us some of your reaction from this weekend. Chad's the one that said that we pick up where the church leaves off. And one of the things that, again, this is not meant to be criticism to anybody or anything, folks. There's nobody doing what we're doing. Across America, maybe there is. I don't know of them. I don't know of it. And we had a great event in Texas. And I'm not being critical of that at all. Each speaker had about 15 minutes. But I always ask myself the same question: what are we going to do about it? What are we going to do about it? And sometimes we have a tendency to get information overload, paralysis by analysis, and we have to figure out. Like I want to ask. Louis Gohmert was there. He's a former congressman, former federal judge. He's not in Congress anymore. And he was part of a panel discussion that went on. And I wanted to stop everything. I wanted to stand up. I wanted to say, Congressman Gohmert, man of God, which he is, please tell us, What's really going on in D.C.? Why does nothing get done in D.C.? And how can we more effectively impact what's going on in D.C.? And we didn't really have that kind of discussion. I would have loved to have had it. I would have sat for an hour and listened to Sarah Palin tell us exactly what's going on in our electoral system. She was at the very top of it, right? She understands it. John McCain and all those people. What's really going on, Governor, behind the scenes? See, folks, this is the kind of information I think we need that we don't get. Hey, Governor Palin, does it really, Louis Gohmert, Congressman Gohmert, does it really matter if I pick up my phone and call my congressman? Does that really matter? And Congressman Gohmert, what happens to guys when they get to Washington, D.C., and they seem like good guys, and they turn to the other side? Hey, Congressman Gohmert, what happened to Mike Johnson? What's going on behind the scenes? See, folks, to me, that's the kind of information we need to have. Not just general information that the sky is falling, because the sky is falling. We see it. The sky is falling. What are we going to do about it? And that is always my greatest frustration. There isn't hardly anybody to get up there. Craig Mickle, if I could have got up there, if I could have had 20 minutes to talk about saving God's children, Greg, I got rid of a lot of these things this weekend. People's hearts were, I spoke maybe 2 minutes about this. And I took a bunch of them with them. People came to the table and they're concerned about children. What are we going to do? Does anybody have a solution? Well, Craig, it was like we were the first people to ever have a solution about what's going on. And so I'm a doer. We talked about a lot of things that were going on with Randy and the staking, and their eyes are opening up, and they hadn't thought about that. And nobody seems to have any plans or any answers to the problems that we have. That's my frustration. Because I look around, man, we ought to be winning. We ought to be winning. By the way, Louis Gohmert said he thought that maybe there were 50 real Christians in Congress. I think that was the number he threw out. Maybe 50. That ought to tell us something, right? And why are there only 50 real Christians in Congress? Because the church has been telling us we're not supposed to get involved. We're not supposed to get involved. And I'm not here to take on the rapture theory and all that kind of stuff. I look at what Tom Renz is doing. I look at what Lloyd Brunson's doing. Folks, there's victory. There's victory everywhere we look. But nobody seems to have a plan. We did. I'm not moaning and I'm not groaning and I'm not saying, oh, they'd have just let me up there. That's not what I'm saying. The Bible says where there is no vision, the people perish. Folks, how are we? Is really our vision just the next election? That really trumps our vision? But it really is, isn't it? And so until we come up with an organized plan, we're not going to move the ball. That's why I love Craig and I love Randy. And I love what Jeff Klein's doing. And I love what Neil Leiby's doing. And see, once I start naming names, then I'm going to forget all the people. So I'm going to stop right there. It's because we are having impact right where we live. And that was the message that I tried to give again. All politics are local. Get involved. The Bible says you're going to be hated of all men. This love gospel. Folks, that ain't the real gospel. Yes, that's part of it. That's not the gospel. It's not the gospel. As I saw today, poem number 6. This about made me barf. Maybe it shouldn't. I came to Christ at a Billy Graham crusade in 1963, 64, I guess it was. And my mom used to make us watch Billy Graham all the time when he'd do the Billy Graham crusades. There were only three channels, right? ABC, CBS, and whatever that other one was, NBC. You all remember that in your houses, right? In our local Columbus, Ohio station, they would run Billy Graham 3 nights. Can you imagine that today? Can you imagine them running Billy Graham crusade today in America? Can you imagine it? Wow. And so Billy Graham brought his crusade to Columbus, Ohio, and I went and I walked the aisle, said the prayer, and then I was drug up on the beach and allowed to rot because there was no follow-up. Really, there was no follow-up. But I often ask myself this, and again, here I'm going to make some of you mad, but I'm not afraid to ask questions. Why did all the presidents love Billy Graham? Billy Graham was known as pastor to the presidents. What kind of influence did Billy really have? They put a statue of Billy Graham unveiled in the U.S. Capitol in a rare honor commemorating his lifelong ministry. Huh. Something happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. I'm not here to beat up on Billy Graham. Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. See, Billy Graham gave us, oh, I hate to talk against the guy because he gave us easy believism, see. Billy Graham gave us easy believism. See, what do you mean, coach? Walk an aisle, say a prayer, you're on your way to heaven. Raise your hand, come forward. And that's the beginning of salvation. I don't question that. But there's no follow-up. No follow-up at all. And as a result, we have so much shallow Christianity across America. I'm kind of rambling because I'm a little bit tired, but I'm showing you some things today that just kind of really, really jumped out at me. Let me shut up a minute. Jack, come on in. Come on in, Jack. I got some more stuff I want to show you here, but bear with me here, okay? Go ahead. Go ahead, Jack.
Yeah, not that I would necessarily throw a great deal of support behind Billy Graham, but I was involved in one of the Billy Graham local crusades, and their effort was to get all the churches to do the follow-up. And as usual, the churches didn't. But the follow-up, they promoted schooling and follow-up and discipleship for the local churches to follow up on the crusade, but the churches dropped the ball.
Yeah, you know, and folks, if we think back to those turbulent 60s and 70s, wow. Talk about upsetting the apple cart to the point where, for the most part, I'm glad they're honoring Billy Graham. Better him than George Floyd, right? I mean, I'd rather have statues of Billy Graham than George Floyd. But it happened under Billy's watch. This all happened under his watch. And we have to be honest. We have to look at the fruit and say, why did all this happen? How did this happen to us? If we don't understand how it happened to us, we don't know how we're going to right this ship, and we don't know how we're going to get it back. And the infiltration, the Masonic, and all that stuff, it's all real and it's all true. It's all true. And salt's lost its savor. It's become good for nothing except to be cast out and trodden under the foot of men. Unknown, you still have your hand in the air. Did you want to get in here? I'm not trying to avoid you, but you have to unmute yourself if you want to. And Kathleen, your hand's still up as well. Let's go to Judah. Go ahead, Jen.
Coach, you hit it right on the head. You look at these things and these people start honoring these bronze statues. They've made idols to themselves as gods of this world. That is part of the Freemasonry Reich of the 33rd degree. Is they're made up as gods. They're dead and then risen to gods that rule over men. That's part of Albert Pike's vision. It is no secret, and it's unfortunate. I've learned this over the last, say, 10 years, what Billy Graham's real message was to the presidents. And being part of that and seeing that from a family perspective and the destruction that brings into a household, exactly. The mirage was, where was the follow-up? There is no follow-up.
No.
And if people watch the ceremony, which is a ritual, this is the hard thing for people to understand in D.C. At the Capitol, that is called the crypt. Why? Why is the floor that Billy Graham's statue was placed on is a checkered floor? The person who pulled off the revealing, the curtain, per se, for Billy Graham was Mike Johnson himself. And then you see the den of vipers move in. Tom Tillis comes up to shake his hand. If anyone knows who Tom Tillis is, he is the directing senator for the United Nations. He is the guy who signed the bill for the gun ban. People need to wake up. And, oh, by the way, let me throw this in here. Tom Tillis is funded by Amway globalist money from the DeVos family. Case closed.
Oh, what a tangled web we weave when first we practice to receive, to deceive, that's for sure. Now, Jeff, come on in.
Coach, if you remember back about, I don't know, 10 or 12 years ago when that was going down with Freshwater here in Ohio, They had a Graham event up at Kenyon College. Do you remember that?
Yes.
So here we go. I got involved with it first, and then I walked out of it after a couple of meetings. I thought, no way. But when they did this, they had it at Kenyon College. Demonic place to have it, which, you know, hey, what a place. We've been to Kenyon Streets before, but when they had this event, I mean, they spent $650,000 on this event. I knew for a fact I was in the meeting. And you know what their number one criteria was? If you come to the CAC up at Kenyon, do not bring any Bibles in. So what do you think? What do you think we did? Pastor Bill and a bunch of us, 8 or 10 of us, we all said, let's go. We're carrying our Bibles in. And we did. They thought we were freaks. We wasn't there very long. We walked out, went past the side of the building. It's all glass walls on that thing. And there was all grandma, the grandson of Billy Graham. I can't think of his name. All of them are in there behind that curtain, hobnobbing back there. And they watched us walk by as we waved to them. And then we walked straight directly across the street to the Kenyon College cafeteria where all the students were. I mean, there's hundreds of them in there. We just walked in there and started witnessing to them, sitting at tables with them. We're like, we don't want no part of that Graham event over there.
So Jeff,
students asked, what are you doing over here?
Here's the truth, Jeff. And I can't shine Billy Graham's shoes. But the reality is that what we're dealing with today all happened on their watch. It all happened on Billy Graham's watch, folks. It all did. All did. And that bevy of ministers, it all happened on Billy Graham's watch. Craig, come on in, and Roger.
By Judah's point, and until we find that cornerstone that George Washington laid, that Masonic cornerstone in the Capitol, and until that pillar of Osiris falls, okay, we're in the dome, just as Alan Zeifer's been saying, you know, we're under this spiritual demonic welcoming into the government here. So, I mean, kudos until those things fall, which they will fall. But, you know, it kind of goes to this other point here, Coach. Okay, why do we think that we're different? Why does everything? Let me just read something. Hubris, complacency, inability to change, infighting, and overspending. This is based on the fact that the Chinese dynasties lasted between 200 and 300 years, but Western Roman Empire and European colonial empires lasted 400 to 500 years. Why do we think that we're just, you know, we have cell phones, we have an iPhone, and we're better than everything? You know, we're smarter than all these people. We're coming up to the, 250th anniversary of the government, but go back to what we did at the Georgia Guidestones. We were there, 400 days to the Mayflower Compact. Yep. Date specific. If we don't have Christ ruling in the hearts and minds of the people, how do you expect it to be in the government if the government is made up by the people or for the people?
Amen, amen, amen. I thank God for Billy Graham. I came to Christ because of Billy Graham. But folks, it all happened on that Evangelifish watch that Billy orchestrated. And we have to look back on it and be honest. Personally, it was the greatest thing that ever happened to me. But collectively, we lost America under Billy Graham's watch. We really, really did. Come on in here, Roger.
I've often asked people during the time of Billy Graham's rise in the 70s, the 80s, you know, who had more influence in our culture, Hugh Hefner or Billy Graham?
Mm-hmm.
And it's not even close.
It's not even close.
It is Hugh Hefner.
I
think of the Ralph Reeds, the Jerry Falwells, the Liberty University guy, during that whole late 60s, 70s, 80s, Ronald Reagan. People may not remember the whole Christian attempt to influence, to participate, to join the political process.
Yeah.
And look at the lasting legacy all of that had. Zero. Okay. Zero.
That's right.
All of that money, trying to be part of the political system, trying to bring Christianity in some form into decision making at the Capitol, yeah. And it may have slowed a few things down. I'll give them credit there. Maybe it slowed a few things down. But if you were to look at where we are now, one could argue very easily their influence is waning, if not over, from all of that. Amen. Let's get along.
Amen. Amen. Hey, Roger, what if every church in America gave $100 to Tom Renz? Huh?
Yes, you know.
And then we turn some tables upside down. That's for sure. Randy, come on in.
Well, that's getting ready to happen, Coach.
Yes, it is.
It's getting ready to happen. If we don't believe that, why are we fighting?
Amen, baby.
So, Coach, so the Alamo, they're fighting. They're holding on by the skin of their whatever. And they want to get who was the general? Sam Adams. I can't think of his name. Okay, but so he's building the army in Texas, and they begging him, come and help us in the Alamo. And you know what he tells them? No, you may go down, but he said the army's not ready. We can't sacrifice what the end game for a battle here.
Sam Houston.
Yeah, thank you, Coach. So, Coach, isn't this where we're at? We've just now came out of all this darkness. We're pretty young at this, Coach.
We are.
I mean, of understanding where we are in time with this. So, Coach, God is building an army, and right now there's little groups like us. Maybe there's many of us in this queue, but we might be, it looks like on paper, getting our butt kicked. But, Coach, God is building an army in the background under the radar that's going to take this thing down. I'm telling you. If we don't believe that, we need to just get out of the way because we're in the way.
Tom Renz has the goods. Loy Brunson has the goods. They both told me that again on Saturday. They have the goods. They can't get anybody in Congress to listen, of course, right? Why? Because that's all bought and sold for. All politics is local. Didn't mean to step on you, Randy. Go ahead.
No, Coach, I was done. That's the point, Coach. If we don't see the end game in this thing, we're just going to be complicit with it, or we're not going to do anything, or we're just going to run our mouth and not do any action.
Yeah, if we think we're going to lose rather than win, and what is victory?
Amen, Coach. Amen. I don't believe that. I see the win. I see the great victory, and that's why I fight.
That's a whole nother story. Look, I got 3 minutes for Friday on, folks. Leave us. I want to get George in here. George, come on in here a little bit, brother. George has been kind of away from the fight a little bit, and he was kind enough that got to meet his wife, Holly, last night when we dropped him off and his son. It was finally good to meet him. And I've been staying in contact with George. But George re-entered the fight last night. Are you out there, George? Can you come in?
Yes, thanks. Good morning, Coach.
Just testify a little bit here, George, about this weekend for you, bud.
Well, it was one of the most exciting weekends. I love going on these things. And, first thing I'd like to say is I love the Lord. And everybody in the queue, I love that everybody does, and the people there. So when we first got there, Julie, I can't remember her last name, spoke. And she basically was saying, Julie Green. Yeah. What I heard was, God's got this. And he certainly does. But the truth be told, the ones that are called up, need to come forward or are coming
George,
forward.
That's because God's got me, right? God's got me, and I got the problem. That's the way we have to look at it. Go ahead.
Yeah, yeah. But it was good. I noticed also that Sarah Palin was a little, like, not as strong of a personality as she was beat down by the satanic government. But I loved the baptisms there, the people I saw, women, men, old men, old women, children, little kids getting baptized, which I loved. And it was just great. And I loved being there, really, back in the swing. Up and out for a while, really.
Real quickly before we go, and I don't want to make this too public. George would understand. George's father was killed in the hospital, folks. And so, I mean, George feels like a lot of other people, you know, his dad's gone as a result of the treatment that he received. What am I going to do about it? How do I make it right? You've been struggling with that, wouldn't you, George? You got about a minute left, George.
Yeah. Struggling with that. Yeah, they murdered him. They gave him 4 COVID-19 bioweapon vaccines. And so it's really affected me big time. And so I'm just glad to be back. And I saw Silver. I met Silver, and it was just a, just wonderful to meet him. And
Chad, and hey, folks, look, I got to run, Friday on people. We found a hotel. You want to know how expensive George and I rolled? First night, the hotel was $62, and the second night was $59. We didn't see any bugs. We didn't see anything at all crawling all over.
It's nice.
Hey, we're in a war, folks. Hey, to you Brideon folks out there, CoachDaveLive.com. Come and join us. Join the team. We'll see you next week. All right, Johnny. Thanks, folks. I didn't mean to cut you off. Folks, you know I'm trying to do two shows at once here, right? Amen. I didn't mean to cut you off, George. Anything else to add?
No, I'm just real excited that I'm, back. And thanks for having me. And thanks for inviting me, Coach.
Yep. Amen. Back. Hey, I always tell people, run to the light, not away from it. When things get bad, run to the light. Don't go hide in your closet.
Boom.
Marty, come on in, Marty. Then Lauren.
Thanks, Coach, for letting me in real quick. Yeah, if you don't mind, I did talk to Representative Jennifer Gross of the 45th District here in Ohio. She has authored and sponsored a bill, everyone, that will eliminate what happened to George's dad and my mother here in the state of Ohio. I did post it in the chat, Coach. So if you would, if you live in Ohio, please call your senator today and call them and tell them to vote yes on House Bill 73. She is also taking written proponents, which is you've got a story that goes along with the support of this bill where you're family member was harmed in the hospital. They could have died like my mother. They would like your testimony. Jennifer would like your testimony. And you can reach her at rep45@ohio.gov, I believe, Coach. Forgive me if that is wrong, guys. If somebody could fact check that, that would be great. But I put a link in the chat that leads you to my report. And under the report, under the video, is all the information on how to contact your Ohio senator and also how to send in a proponent testimony. So please visit that if you would. Thank you, Coach. Let's get this done.
Thanks. Thanks, Martin. I appreciate that. Folks, you understand what I'm saying? Hang on here. I'm typing something for my my own notes here. I wasn't trying to be critical at all of Dave Scarlett or anything that went on down there, because it was God bless and it brought people together from all across America again. But when I walked away from there, now what am I supposed to do? And nobody seems to have a plan. We do. We seem to be executing plans. When I say we, Randy comes up with some idea, and Craig comes up with an idea, and Jeff Klein comes up with an idea, Mel comes up with an idea. No, there's nobody doing that. There's nobody doing it. And I would have loved to got Congressman Gohmert in the corner and say, okay, dude, what's going on? Who can we trust? Who are the phonies? That's the kind of information that we need if we're going to advance the ball. Because otherwise our fallback position is, anybody know our fallback position? Yeah. Trump. That's our only plan. It's because, again, the church isn't there to organize and execute a game plan. Laura Ann, come on in.
Good morning, Coach. No, there's not anybody doing what's happening here in the huddle. It's a very anointed spot from the Lord, without a doubt. Yep. And I was wondering if you could just share a little bit about the movie War on Truth, what you thought about it, and
I believe it or not, here's what we didn't watch it. And the reason we didn't watch it is just because it had been a long day, we had to go. But I'm going to, starting tomorrow, Lorianne, I'm going to start promoting it once I get my feet under me here. I'll talk about it more tomorrow because it's a powerful, powerful movie. Again, exposing exactly what it is that's going on. And you would think that churches all across America would buy a copy and show it to their congregations. Why, in the name of all that is righteous, will pastors and churches not get involved? Why wouldn't a pastor go in there on Sunday morning and say, folks, tonight or Wednesday night or whenever, don't miss it. We're going to show you what's going on, because the team that we have isn't engaged. Our team's the Christian team, and they're not engaged, folks. And that's exactly what's going on. So, Laura Ann, I'm going to follow up with that tomorrow. I just didn't have time to get it all ready this morning.
Yeah, I just was just wondering about, like, what your thoughts were in that. And I have an idea, so I'll text you an idea. And I'm going to be in Michigan at Clay's last event. That's going to be in a couple weeks.
Uh-huh.
And with the His Glory team. And if anybody from Pass the Salt's going to be there or in that area, please come by and say hello, because I'm getting ready to launch the National State of the Union Day of Prayer in October. And I'll share more about that later.
All right. You got a platform here, Laura. Thanks. Joe Allen.
So, John, I don't think there's not one person that was not affected by this COVID-19, family member dying or any loved ones were injuries. My own wife's mother went in there for breathing issues, and they gave her Remdesivir. And she passed. They won't even let us go to the funeral.
No, we let it go on, Joe. Folks, while Joe's speaking to that, real quickly, Mr. Producer, pull up number three. Mike Adams, did you guys see this? Now, I'm sure you didn't see it. Mainstream media, they're not going to tell you. Are you still out there, Mr. Producer? There you are. Billions, Mike Adams says. Billions still expected to die in the coming years from the vaccines. Unbelievable, huh? Evidence of exactly what's going on. Anybody hear a peep from the church? Other than what? Get your jab. Put your mask on. Oh, they don't work either. That's another one I didn't get to today. Eileen.
Good morning, Coach. Laura Ann, I'm here in Michigan, so I'll be at the Michigan for Vaccine Choice table. My question is talking, piggybacking on what Randy said. We all know what the end game is. Well, I apologize. I don't know what the end game is because there's so much. So I don't know if you could articulate that. Or, they say when you pray, be specific. So I need a specific end game plan.
Amen.
Or goal. Thank you.
Thank you, Eileen. I think that's, I see the mantra that you hear all the time is God's in control. Hey, friends, what does that mean? God's in control. Well, why do you go to work? God's in control. Why do you pay your bills? God's in control. Why do you raise your children? God's in control. I mean, it's the most lame, stupid thing that you could ever ask. God's in control. Yeah, he works through people. He always has worked through people. And God's in control, but he doesn't control everything. That's why he tells us we wrestle not against flesh and blood. He says, engage the enemy. Pull down strongholds, right? Principalities and
powers.
That's what he tells us to do that. God's in control. Of course he is. And all power has been given unto him, both in heaven and earth. He says, hey, Dave, go. Go, Coach Dave, you go. Hey, Lauren, go. Hey, Jack, go. Hey, Buskman, go. You guys, go, 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 go. Why? Because I got all power, and I'm going to give you a commission. You go. You can go to church your whole life, and they'll never give you a commission. Never give you a commission. People sit around, don't have any. Well, Lord's in control. Just sit around on your ass. Lord's in control. Yeah, yeah. You control everything except your knees. Can you bend your knees and
stand
up? Can you bend your knees and stand up? Well, then you're in control then, all right? So you get up off of your butt, get your feet moving forward, and then let God be in control. But until you get up off of your butt, you have potential.
Coach, love you, Coach. Thank you for that.
Potential energy. Potential energy. Potential energy, I believe if we were to look it up from my eighth grade sciences, energy at rest. Isn't that right? Anybody know that?
Boom.
Potential energy, energy at rest. And I look again on that thing that we were at this weekend. God bless them. Thanks for letting me be part of it. I'm an analyst. I'm not being critical. The energy that was there. And we don't have a plan. We don't have a plan. Craig, come on in.
Hey, was there any talk about the World Health Organization meeting this weekend?
No.
So what, you know, the end game, I guess, we don't know what the end game is, but I can tell you a pillar you can take down like Samson, it's called the United Nations. The climate crisis, which is not has to do with the sun, right, has nothing to do with CO2, and the World Health Organization's pandemic treaty, which they're going to meet on, those are their pillars to bring a one world government into fruition on top of the financial system.
Craig, God's in control. God's in control.
Those three things are what we need to expose it. I mean, we don't really have the resources besides our prayers, but if you don't expose this and share this information with people, so hopefully that they'll come and awaken and come against it to the point that they can. When these things, when they seal the deal on those three areas, that's a really bad thing. It's global control by a spiritual entity.
Yep. We still don't understand the spiritual thing that's going on. We still don't get it. Churches won't even talk about it. They don't get it.
Well, United Nations is Babylon. It's Nimrod.
Amen.
That's the Bible, but that's the reality for 2024.
So, Craig,
United Nations.
I wasn't going to say this, but I will. You know, I got to meet Julie Green. God bless Julie Green. And her husband, I met her husband, really, really nice people. And, you know, they say she's a prophet, whatever that word means, doesn't matter. Folks, what do we do? I always ask the same question. This and this, and what do we do? God's going to do this and God's going to do this. God, okay, what do we do? What do we do? Do we sit and watch it? What is it? What do we do? And nobody asks that question. Except me, I'm about to go crazy. Come on in, Martin.
Thank you, Coach. Thanks, Coach. I was in the chat. I wanted to let everybody know in Ohio, this is what's great about House Bill 73. I'm so glad Craig brought that up. House Bill 73 kills that World Health Organization initiative in Ohio. It's a blockade. You need to get out and tell your senator to vote yes for this. And then after it goes to DeWine's desk, we've got to push him to sign this because HB 73 kills the WHO.
Okay, so
let's get a plan
yep. To do this. Let's not just haphazard. Put a plan together and we'll bring it to everybody and we'll do it. Come on in, Ohio Brett.
Hey Coach, man, what a great locker room again. God bless you. And there's so many of us on your coaching tree that are being obedient to God's call in our life. But under your coaching tree, we are going and doing it. And friends, if you actually read the Bible, it's found in Mark 16, the last chapter in Mark. Jesus says, go and teach, share the gospel with all creatures. And through the power of Jesus Christ in us who believe in him, we have the powers to cast that out demons and heal in his name.
It's simple, folks. It's simple. All power has been given unto me, both in heaven and earth, right? Go ye therefore. Randy.
Yeah, Coach. God is in control. What does that mean, Coach?
What does that mean?
What does that mean? Does it mean that when he called Gideon to take his 300 and go wipe out the Amalekites or whoever they were, was he in control? What was when he told Samson to go kill a bunch of Philistines, who was in control? Coach, who's in us? The Holy Spirit's in us. Christ in me, the hope of glory. That's how it's going to have to look. That's what just Brett just said. God is in control. When you, as a son and a daughter of God, go be obedient and fight, that's who's in control. You letting him work through you. That's who's in control.
Randy, this is so clear. Matthew, I think it's 28. Bring it up real quickly. Come on, man. I'm about running out of time. Matthew 28. All power been given unto me, both in heaven and earth. So it says, all power has been given unto me both in heaven and earth. Go ye therefore. Go, why? Go ye therefore. Why? Because all power has been given unto me. Go ye therefore. Why? Because all power has been given unto me. Go ye therefore. Why? Because he gave us the power and the authority to go do these things. And instead, we sit in the church and pray that God's in control. God's in control. Oh, coach, it's going to come to all of God's. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. That's a great commission. And we ignore it every daggone day and say, God's in control.
Boom.
Yeah. Hey, take the wheel, Jesus. Jesus, take the wheel. Jesus, take the wheel. Go. Just go. And watch how he takes the wheel. See you tomorrow.